Wednesday, September 18th. I think I'm suffering from no cell phone phobia. I know it sounds like some really nasty disease where you're covered from head to toe with itchy, runny sores or something hideous like that. But it's actually the irrational fear of not having a cell phone. The worst thing about no cell phone phobia is that it sometimes causes hallucinations and makes you do insanely stupid things. I think I had an attack of this very debilitating disease on my way home from school today. I thought for sure I saw a tiny, cute cell phone thingy that clips around your ear lying on the sidewalk near our mailbox. I was like, sweet! A free cell phone thingy! It's all good! But when I took a closer look, it was kind of a bright peachy color. I guessed that what I had found was actually a hearing aid. Of course, I was devastated when I finally figured this out because I was really pumped about having found a free cell phone thingy just lying there on the sidewalk. I figured it probably belonged to Mrs. Wallabanger, the little old lady who lives next door. I suspected she was hard of hearing because for the past few days, whenever I said good morning to her on my way to school, she would ask me to repeat what I said like 7 times. She has a scrawny little Yorkie named Cream Puff, and she walks him 2x a day. Cream Puff looks like a fuzzy ball of lint on 4 legs, but he's as vicious as a Doberman. Anyway, I spent 5 minutes trying to decide whether or not to knock on Mrs. Wallabanger's door and ask if she had lost her hearing aid. But I figured if she hadn't, it would be a waste of my time and energy, and if she had, it would be an even bigger waste of my time and energy. I was right. This is what happened. What I said. Hi, Mrs. Wallabanger. I just stopped by to ask if you lost your hearing aid. What she said. What did you say, Missy? What I said. Your hearing aid. Is it lost? What she said. Speak up, why don't you? What I said. Did you lose your hearing aid? What she said. You say I need to lose my hairy legs? What I said. Hearing aid. Hearing aid. What she said. Don't get fresh with me, you little whippersnapper. My hairy legs are none of your beeswax. Get off my property. I was like, never mind. My little chat with Mrs. Wallabanger did not go well. So I figured I'd just hold on to her hearing aid for a while. Since she only comes out of her house to walk her dog, what's the worst that could happen? Okay, so maybe the worst that could happen is Mrs. Wallabanger gets run over by a semi-truck. But could you really say it was my fault?